Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Lansing Mayor Bernero just released his City of Lansing Fiscal Year 2017 to 2018 Executive Budget Recommendation. It gives me no joy to inform you that this 121-page document is a waste of money. Nowhere in this document is there broken out information on one of the city's largest expenses, paying for unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. In recent years, catch-up payments have been at least $20 million and are still growing. Sadly, these amounts are too small to keep total unfunded liabilities from rising. These liabilities are owed to already retired city employees and to current workers who, on average, will start drawing full benefits in 10 to 12 years. It seems common sense to me that, since city government did not fully fund these liabilities in the year incurred, the catch-up payments should be completed within the 10 to 12 year time frame. Acknowledged unfunded liabilities as of about 2 years ago were $630 million. To pay that off within the next decade or so would require catch-up payments of $50 to $60 million per year. The mayor's proposed fiscal 2018 budget for the general and other funds totaled just over $207 million. Increasing catch-up payments by $30 to $40 million per year above what is already included means that the city is going to have to make serious cuts. This is the same kind of financial difficulty that has been recently reported for Ingham County government. In fact, every state and local government jurisdiction and government school district faces the same massive problem. Using my background as a certified public accountant, I spent less than an hour going page by page through this proposed budget to find sufficient savings to enable larger catch-up payments for unfunded liabilities. I found savings from having the city discontinue functions already provided by the private sector, by going back to actual expenditures from fiscal 2016, or by following best practices in larger cities. Total savings were more than $40 million. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday when I detail my findings, which I plan to forward to the mayor and city council, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.